Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-J-O-H, and her date of birth is 2/28/1968, date of accident 3/16/2022. And date of service is 4/12/2022. Miss Felicia Johnson was last seen on 4/6/2022 after she was involved in an automobile accident. And allergy depression was deboned on a passenger side while she was traveling as a front seat passenger restraint. And this event caused her pain in the right shoulder and the lower back as a chief symptom, and the neck pain. Initially, the neck pain was 10. And lower back pain 8, and right shoulder pain was 7 to 8. Currently, the patient has pain in the neck and the shoulder as well as lower back only 8 most of the time, and ability to lift the right arm is only 90 degree of abduction, beyond which severe pain is reported. She also has pain in the right tailbone area or right SI joint. She also has a severe spasm in the right upper trapezius muscle, including the paraspinal muscles in the thoracic region. She's unable to sleep more than 2 or 3 hours. She has a mild headache, but no dizziness, vertigo. Currently, the pain level is between 7 to 8. And she reports 30% improvement in the pain level since the time of accident. Patient reports that her, in the ADL, general activity is affected 10. The work and sleep is affected 8. Mood is affected 7. And enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports headaches, tension, depression, panic, or are complained of positively. There's no vision disturbance, dizziness, vertigo. There's no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. She has a history of depression, panic, and PTSD. She gets panicky and shaky when she drives in a car or rides a car. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back pain and lower back stiffness and neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and limited range of motion of the right shoulder. In the GI business, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, testing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there is no changes in the pain level. It has remained the same, no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. And naproxen. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 139/100. Pulse is 85, and pulse ox is 100. As to the physical examination from previous visit of 4/6/2022, dictation number 0409-092. Please mention in the general review that patient has a lazy eye syndrome on the right side, and the second, third, fourth nerve examination was based on the left eye examination only. In the diagnosis, please mention that there is a narrow angle glaucoma, both eyes, in the general diagnosis, please. Plan of care. The patient is advised to do a MRI of the lumbar sacral spine, MRI of the right shoulder, at M1 imaging without contrast. She is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, flexural 10 milligrams 3 times a day, 90. For muscle relaxation, melatonin 10 at night, and hydroxyzine 25 mg, 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for anxiety, 120 tablets. Patient will be seen after the MRI is done in 15 days or 3 weeks. She's also found to have a severe spasm in the trapezius muscles as well as in the paraspinal muscle from C2 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points. Patient was advised about the injection of the trigger points to relieve the pain. The patient is choosing to do massage and conservative treatment for another month. And if her pains are not gone, then she'll be advised. She should continue her physical therapy as ordered before, along with massage, acupuncture. Even chiropractors will be a good idea, soaking in a warm water. Patient is advised about yoga, postures, massage, traction of the spine at home, as well as infrared heat and wet heat. All of these things have been advised in a great detail today. Thank you. Patient is stable and comfortable.